This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. The Mogen Avraham in Orach Chaim Tov Kuf Pei Sivkot Tes says that it's the practice of certain people to fast on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, Friday Parshas Chukas, because of a tragic event that took place on that day in France in the year 1242, when 24 wagon loads of Talmud of Gemara were publicly burned by the Goyim due to allegations of rebellious teachings that they contain. Rabbi Hillel of Verona, a Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah, writes that Rabbeinu Yonah noted that just 40 days earlier, in that very spot, were burned a number of copies of the controversial philosophical writings of the Rambam's Moreh Nevuchim. And Rabbeinu Yonah took that as a sign min hashamayim not to oppose the Rambam's Sfarim. And although fasts commemorating historical events are normally established on the calendar date on which they occurred, for example, Tisha B'Av, Shivasa B'Tammuz, Asara B'Teves, so this event, which took place on Tes Tammuz, should have been commemorated annually on Tes Tammuz, and not Friday Parshas Chukas. Why connect this fast to the Parsha? The answer is because the Rabbonim of that time made a She'ilas Chaloim to understand the nature of this decree of the burning of the Talmud, if it was indeed a punishment for burning the Rambam Svarim. And the reply they received was Targum Okulis's translation of the first words in Parshas Chukas, Zois Chukas HaTorah, where Targum says, Do Gezeira Da'araisa. And this was the reply they received from the She'ilas Chaloim, Do Gezeira Da'araisa. This was decreed in heaven because of Klal Yisrael's sins. So since the answer they received from this She'ilas Chaloim was connected to the Parsha, they instituted this fast to be Friday Parshas Chukas instead of on the calendar date of Tes Tammuz. And for those who fast on this fast day, Friday Parshas Chukas, Asara B'Teves would not be the only Tainus that practically occurs on a Friday. The second Var Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says, Zois HaTorah Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oel. This is the law if a man dies in a tent. And the Pasuk continues that any person and any vessel that is in that tent at the same time as the mace is tamei for 7 days. And then the Pasuk continues, V'chol kli fasuach, and any open vessel, asher ein tzomid posel olav, that does not have a lid on it, and this vessel is in the oil hamace, tamei hu, it is also tamei. And Rashi explains that this Pasuk is referring to a kli cheres, an earthenware vessel, whereas a metal kli that is in a oil hamace would become tamei even if its lid was on it. However, an earthenware kli only becomes tamei if ain summit pasal alav, when the lid is not on it, the lid is off. And this is because metal kalim become tamei bigaboy from the outside, and therefore even if it has a lid on it, it becomes tamei. However, a kli cheres is only mikabel tuma mitoichai, with contact to its interior, and that is why if it has a lid on it, it is not tamei. The Kutzker asks, why is there a difference between a metal kli and a kli cheres, that one becomes tamei migaboy and one, the kli cheres, only mitoichai? And the Kutzker explains that tumah attaches itself to the value of a kli. Metal vessels have intrinsic value, whether they are made of gold, copper, tin. The metal material has a value, and therefore tumah that attaches itself to the value can be mitame even from the outside of the metal kli. However, kli cheres has no intrinsic value. They are made of earth, and earth has no value. Their entire significance is due to their insides, which enables them to store valuable items inside of them. Therefore, tumah, which attaches itself to value, is only mitame kli cheres mitoichai from its inside, because the whole value of the kli cheres is the inside, the place where it stores valuable. Says the Kutzker, a person is compared to cheres. A person is made of earth, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, ki ofar ato ve'el ofar toshuv. And therefore, just like a kli cheres only has value from its inside, so too a person's value is not his outside, his superficial external appearances, but rather his inside, his values, his morals, his Torah u'masim tovim, that are within him. By the Goyim, it's all about the externals, appearances, and material possessions. However, by a Yid, the focus should be inward on character and personal growth. I once heard that the word face comes from the word facade, because in society, it's all about the facade that one puts forth for himself. However, in Hebrew, the word for face is panim, which is the same as pinim, inside, because by a Yid, his panim, his externals, are the same as his pinim, his insides. It's not about the facade, but rather about the pnim.